What's up, my friends? It's Rick Mulready here. Listen, if you are feeling like you're struggling to keep up with all the AI opportunities, or maybe you're wondering how to even start leveraging AI in your business without all the headaches, the AIify newsletter is designed with you in mind, my friend. Every week, I simplify AI for you, showing you how to apply it and integrate it into your business so that you can work less and profit more. As one of my readers put it, it's a must-have for any entrepreneur who wants to get more done in less time. And they said there's a lot of noise out there and your information is up to date, yet just feels more calm and more relatable. So I want to invite you to sign up for the AIify newsletter. It's free. Just go to rickmulready.com/newsletter. That's rickmulready.com/newsletter.
In this episode of the Art of Online Business podcast, I'm going to share with you two things that I wish I had did from the get-go when I created my course that I host on Kajabi, and I'll share two things that I did do well from the get-go that I am positive made my course a lot better. If my voice is new to you, hi, my name's Kwejo, and I am the co-host of the Art of Online Business podcast. So, well, number one thing that I did wish I did better from the beginning is that I had included a feedback loop. Now, what do I mean by feedback loop? Well, here's the problem. When you start making a course and you make lessons, there's probably improvements that you can make to those lessons, but you don't know until somebody gets into your course and lets you know. So the feedback loop that I did after I figured this out was to create a Google form, and in the Google form were all the lessons in my course. And so then what the form said is, if you have a question about a lesson, find the lesson on the form and ask the question, so I can incorporate that into my video recording of the lesson. And that is a type of feedback loop where I got advice from somebody who was already invested in the course on how to make that lesson maybe more simple, or maybe they just asked a question about something they didn't know, but I might have skipped over that thing because naturally I'm good at the content. I'm talking about my course that I made, right? And so this thing called knowledge bias, sometimes unless I am very purposeful, it prevents me from speaking at the level of somebody who's absolute beginner. And because knowledge bias, which means I know so much, and it's not just me like tooting my own horn, I know so much about Facebook ads. It's like, no, this is a real thing for any industry. You have knowledge bias, and so you teach at a higher level than somebody is at when they just start. This feedback loop really helps. And then it made my lessons better because some lessons I re-recorded and other lessons I got feedback or questions about that topic before I even started recording the lesson. So I was able to change my lesson outline to address those questions in advance. And of course, if you are pre-selling a course, well, then this kind of feedback loop is ultra important, because when somebody decides to buy your course in advance before you even made it, you can automatically send this out to them. And later on in the episode, I'll talk about something else that you should do in advance when somebody buys the course that also makes your lessons better. Now, and not just your lessons, your messaging, and even your sales page. One thing that you need to do that I wish I did from the beginning, but I forgot to, but then I remembered later on, is disable your comments in Kajabi. I have just found that it is hard to manage when comments on every lesson are enabled, because then it's just like, it's a pain. And people are leaving comments on your lessons, and which means then they expect you to get back to them. And if you haven't clearly defined, hey, if you leave a comment, I'll get back to you within this time frame, people's expectations could be anything. They could be expecting you to get back to them within 30 minutes, you know? And if you haven't set those expectations and your comments are on and you have a global audience, that's just setting up your customers to be disappointed. And so what I did was I disabled the comments the right way, and then I had that feedback loop that I told you about, so that somebody could leave a question on the feedback loop, so that my team also knew where to get those questions from, and I did, and we weren't like hunting everywhere. Now here's something that I did right from the get-go, and you'll want to do this too, which is when somebody purchases your course, you want to have an onboarding questionnaire. Now, this questionnaire is not super complicated. It has two things, but here's what it does for you. Well, why don't I give you the questions and I'll tell you what it does for you. The question, my one question, is what sparked your interest in the lead gen cheat code and prompted you to join? Now, that question, my course is the lead gen cheat code. It's literally birthed out of the fact that I am a Facebook ad manager and I have clients that I manage Facebook ads for, or not everybody's business, I guess. Many people want to, but not everybody's business is at a place where it can afford ads management fees monthly, right? And so I thought, how can I serve people who maybe are on the rise to have not yet attained, say, $150,000 in gross annual revenue? Well, I could take what I do and take the kinds of setups and instructions that I give my team and put those into a DIY course for them. That's the lead gen cheat code. So I asked that question, what prompted you to join? And I also asked a question, what outcomes? Now, this is weird language. I need to change this language, but I asked, what outcomes and transformations do you anticipate as a result of implementing the strategies taught in this course? And I put that in the first email for when people signed up. Now, what did this do for me and what can it do for you? It means, for me, it got me language. I got to know what people's hopes were, what their reservations were. Some people shared what they had tried before that didn't work, but many people told me what they wanted to use my course for. And it was, surprise, surprise, launch their new course or run ads to their new course launch or get signups for their new course or grow their email list so they could sell their new course or their webinar. And so I was able to, with those two questions, get language, which then I could use on my sales page. And it's brilliant because the language from my students also would help people who are thinking about being students by being on the sales page, right? When you put, I guess, customer language, customer testimonials, if you will. But in this case, it also just helped messaging. They weren't testimonials. This was just me collecting good messaging. It helps the reader of that sales page or maybe that opt-in page find themselves in the messaging and then want to opt into your thing. Now, here's one more thing that I did, which is it helped my lessons because I had a live Q&A. And you know what I sent out before those Q&A sessions? I sent out, now this live Q&A was just for the founding members of my course. I did a pre-sale for my course and I launched this live Q&A inside of that pre-sale. Now, what I did is I sent out a form before each Q&A session and that form also asked for questions. And those questions could be about the course or it could just be any kind of questions about the subject. And so when we got to Q&A, we were interacting. I would answer questions, people would ask more questions, and those Zoom sessions were very valuable for the people coming into my course, but also for me, because I learned a lot of questions that people had or things they didn't quite get that I didn't know about, which is normal. Totally normal. As you begin to take feedback on a course, you will always find a gap between the level that you're teaching at and what you want to accomplish in your student, the transformation that they get through your teaching versus where they are at and how they are going to get to that transformation. It's just normal. It's just normal. Now, this is sponsored by Kajabi. This episode is sponsored by Kajabi. If you are curious about setting up a Kajabi course, you can through my link. It's an affiliate link in the descriptions below or the show notes of this video. Get a 30-day trial and you can figure out by watching some of my other videos how to make your course better than you would have made it before you saw and found me. So thank you for listening. I hope that you have a really, 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 really good day today. And until I see you, or until you hear from me in the next one, be blessed.